of Tithi is today. No. So, this is the day he entered into a Prakat Leela. No. So, normally if you see, we just heard, no, like previously on Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Tirobhav, that that these are very special tithis, the appearance and disappearance days of the Vaishnavas. No, we heard. So we hear that Avirbhav and Tirobhav are the same. There's no difference between them. In fact, it is said that during the Tirobhav tithi, there is a big festival in Golok Vrindavan, in Shvetadvip. Why is there a big festival? Because the beloved associate of Sri Radha and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is returning now back to their abode. This we've heard from the Vaishnavas, no? Therefore, it's called a Mahamahotsav. They're so happy to have them back, to have him back within their midst, their group again, no? So this way, if we think about the Avirbhav and Tirobhav, actually, Tirobhav, it has more speciality than the Avirbhav. Although both are the same. Because we see that normally when a Vaishnava is born, no, we don't realize his glories so much, no. But when he passes away, no, when he departs from this world, then we know so many of his glories. Like how he was an intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he helped Mahaprabhu in his mission, how he helped the conditioned souls of this world, how he inspired everyone to become devotees. So this way we are very much inspired by his life. So in this way, if we see, we then think, oh, we are so much indebted to this associate of Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Tirubhav in one way is more special. No, like Gurudev, he gives an example that if you think about the Himalayas, you always think how high the Himalayas is. No, the Himalayan mountain is so high. No, we cannot even imagine. But he says, you must also see how deep it goes into the ground. If you always think only the Himalayas is so high, then what about its depth? No. How deep is it going into the ground? How can you measure that? Similarly, he said that when you think of the glories of our Guru Garga from an external point of view, like oh, how many disciples they made, how many temples they opened, you know, how they had this worldwide preaching mission. If you think about this, this is like seeing the height of the Himalayas. Externally, you're seeing their mission. But if you really want to see the depth of their bhajan, no, like how they would weep while doing bhajan, how they would sing these kirtans and weep, how they would feel separation from Sri Radha and Krishna, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the depth in their, like the depth of their bhajan. This is like measuring the depth of the Himalayas. In fact, it cannot even be measured. The height can be measured, but the depth can never be measured. So similarly, the depth of their bhajan, their gravity cannot be measured. So today is the appearance day of such an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the disappearance day. No, such an associate. No, every day we sing Hariharaya Nama Krishna in the morning and evening. They were glorifying the Sat Goswamis, no? Echai Goshai Kori Charanavandan, Jahaita Vignana Shabishta Puran, Echai Goshai Jarmui Taradas, Tar Sabara Padare Numura Panchagras, Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sangevas, Janamai Janamai Hoye Abilash. Then we sing Echai Goshai Jabe Vraje Koilavas, Radha Krishna Nitalila Korila Prakash. Then we sing the Sat Goswami Ashtakam. No, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raviyugau Shri Jiva Gopalakau. So here we are glorifying the six Goswamis. And we see that when we glorify the six Goswamis, Lokanath Goswami is also included there. Normally we may think of six Goswamis means Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath. But Lokanath Das Goswami, he is no less than the six Goswamis. In fact, in one way he is even senior to all the six Goswamis also actually. No, he is no way less. Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. Because if you see, it is said Lokanath Das Goswami was born in this one place, I think near Silhet, somewhere. And, so anyhow, he was born there, which was at a little distance from Navadvip. So his father was Padmanabhacharya. No, like Nartam Thakur in his Vandana to Lokanath Goswami, he has prayed, Shri Radha Vinodaika Seva Sampat Samanvitam Padmanabha Atmajat Lokanatham Prabhum Vande. He has prayed that I offer my obeisance to Lokanath, who is the son of Padmanabha, and whose only wealth is the service to is the service of Sri Radha Vinod. So he was the son of Padmanabha, his father, and his mother was Sri Devi. No, his mother was Sri Devi. So it is said that his father was a follower of Sri Advaita Acharya, Padmanabha. So it is said that from a very young age, Lokanath Das Goswami actually used to hear Harikatha from Advaita Acharya. So in one way, he was like a classmate of Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarup Prabhu. He used to hear Harikatha from Advaita Acharya. So since then, like, he was a small boy, automatically he was having all these impressions. And automatically he was becoming very renounced, very detached. And then it is said that as he was growing up, his parents, they were thinking that now he's becoming very detached from this world. So they wanted to get him married. So then, at that same time, Mahaprabhu, he was gradually changing. No, he was no longer Nimai Pandit. No, he was Bhavuk Nimai. No, he was always absorbed in Prem, Krishna Prem, doing Nagar Sankirtan. So here, Mahaprabhu, he was absorbed in these moods now. So that time, when Mahaprabhu started manifesting these leelas, everyone started joining him in Navadvip. Everyone started coming. Srivas Thakur was already there. Advaita Acharya, he came from Shantipur. He started living in Mayapur. Nityananda Prabhu came there. Haridas Thakur came. Everyone started coming from all the different places. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Everyone started joining him. But then Mahaprabhu, he was calling out to one associate. He was saying, "Oh Lokanath, oh Lokanath." So then they were thinking, why is he saying, no, who is he calling out to? So he's saying, "Oh Lokanath, oh Lokanath." So then anyhow, it is said in the middle of the night, Lokanath Goswami ran away from his house. This is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar. He ran away because his parents wanted to get him married anyhow. So when he ran away, when he reached Navadvip, that time Mahaprabhu was sitting under a tree with all his associates. Then he offered Dandavat Pranam from far to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu immediately, he embraced him. He ran and he embraced him. Said, "Oh, how long we've been separated from each other. Could not tolerate your separation anymore." And he embraced him and he was weeping. Lokanath Das Goswami was weeping. All the associates were weeping. And this way he took part in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela there also. But then after some time, Mahaprabhu, he told Lokanath Das Goswami that now very soon I will take sannyas, he said. "I'm going to leave Navadvip," he said. And Lokanath Das Goswami was like, no, he was, his heart was like shattered. He said, "You're leaving to take sannyas, you know. Why, what fault have the Dhamvasis here committed? Why are you unhappy with them? Why are you leaving them? What is the reason?" Mahaprabhu explained that I have to make the entire world chant the Harinam Mahamantra. No, I cannot just make the Navadvipvasis. I have to make the entire world chant, so I have to leave, he said. "For the welfare of the entire world, I'm making this sacrifice." So then Lokanath Das Goswami is weeping so much. And then he said, "How can I even tolerate you taking sannyas? How can I even see this? No, your long hair being shaved and everything. I cannot tolerate," he said. And Mahaprabhu said, "Anyhow, Lokanath, now you must go to Vrindavan," he said. "You go to Vrindavan. There you have a lot of seva to do. Manifest all the pastime places of Radha and Krishna and stay there," he said. And then he said, "Even a leaf of Vrindavan can give prem, even a dust particle of Braj. So go there immediately," he said. And Lokanath Das Goswami didn't say anything. He said, "All right, if this is your order, then I keep this order on my head." And then as he was about to leave, Bhuvarbha Goswami, who was his dear friend, he also said, "Then I will come with you also," he said. But before they left, they took permission from Gadadhar Pandit also. Because it is said Gadadhar Pandit is their spiritual master. He is the spiritual master of both Lokanath Das Goswami and Bhuvarbha Goswami. So they took permission from him. And then they left to Braj. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he sent them there to Braj Mandal. No. And then it is said that actually Lokanath Das Goswami, he tried meeting Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu from Jagannath Puri, he went to Vrindavan. That in Lokanath Das Goswami was somewhere else, I think. He was on his way, I think, somewhere. So then immediately he started walking faster to meet Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. But by then Mahaprabhu had gone to Prayag. So then Lokanath Das Goswami started going to Prayag. By then Mahaprabhu had gone to South India. No, because Mahaprabhu is walking so fast. No, no one can catch up with him. But then when Lokanath Das Goswami came to Prayag, and Mahaprabhu told him, no, don't do this anymore. No, you stay in Vrindavan. This is my order for you. I'll always be there with you in your heart in Vrindavan. He came in a dream and he told Lokanath Das Goswami. So then Lokanath Das Goswami, he started staying in this place called Chatravan. So Chatravan, now it's called Chata. No, it's near Barsana. So in this Chatravan, he started staying near Chatravan and Umrao Gao. No, these are very nice places. Gurudev mentions in this Rajamandal Parikrama book that in Chatravan, Krishna, he was seated on a singhasan, and Sridham, he held this umbrella, this chatra above his head. Arjun Sakha was fanning him with a chamar. Subal was giving him tandal. Subal was giving him this betel nuts. And the others like Vishal, Ujjwal, Kinkini, they were like Krishna's subjects. And Balamai Prabhu was Krishna's minister. So this way Krishna, he was the king now, Chakravarti in this Chatravan. So when the Sakhis heard that Krishna had become the king, they said, Radharani, you must be the queen. So in Umrao, they made Radharani sit on the singhasan. Lalita held the, Lalita was like the minister of Radharani. Vishakha held the umbrella above this above Srimati Radhika's head. So this way in Radhika, she was now told to be the queen. So then Madhumangal, he said, what is happening here? Krishna is our only king, not you. So then anyhow, they caught Madhumangal and they caught him. And then they said, now we'll punish you. And then he said, no, please have mercy on me. I'm just a poor Brahmin. And they gave him some laddus and they sent away. And then Madhumangal brought Krishna there, saying, oh, Krishna, what sort of a king are you when there's a queen there? So when Krishna went there, then they caught Krishna there also. Then anyhow, there was a compromise where Krishna said, all right, I'm also the servant of Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radhika. So here in this place near Chatra Numrao, there is Kishori Kund. So there near Kishori Kund, Lokanath Das Goswami was doing bhajan. So it is mentioned that, no, according to the, you know, it's mentioned that in Bhakti Ratnakar, it says that when Lokanath Das Goswami was doing bhajan there, one Brajavasi came and he said, I know your desire is to worship Radha and Krishna. So please accept what I'm about to give. So he went inside Kishori Kund and he bought the deities of Radha Vinod and he gave to Lokanath Goswami saying, please accept them. And this Brajavasi said, now I'm too old, I cannot serve them, you serve them. So this was Krishna himself, it is mentioned there. But the Vaishnavas have said that Lokanath Das Goswami, he himself actually entered inside Kishori Kund and he entered into Jal Samadhi there. And when he entered into Jal Samadhi, there, he saw Radha Vinod engaged in all their pastimes there. And they themselves approached Lokanath Das Goswami saying, please accept, we want to accept service from you. So please, take us with you wherever you are. So then Lokanath Das Goswami, he said he took his chadar, he made a jholi out of it. No, he tied it into a knot. And then he kept Radha Vinod there. And then he would serve them like that. No, bhav seva. Whenever it would be raining so much, he would place them inside the bark of the tree. And then they would sometimes even say themselves, can you please give us something to eat? Like this one, that thing. And then he himself would cook. Once he decided he was looking at Radha Vinod and he was so absorbed in looking at them that he forgot to cook for them. He was so absorbed in just their beauty. He was weeping so much. So then it is said that Radha Vinod themselves started cooking. So when Brajavasi, he came there, he saw that Lokanath Goswami was cooking there. At the same time, he saw Lokanath Goswami weeping. So then he thought, who is this? One side is cooking and one side is weeping. What is happening here? Then when he told Lokanath Goswami about it, he thought, oh, alas, Radha Vinod themselves have cooked for me, for themselves and for me, he said. So he started weeping even more. So in this way, he had such wonderful exchanges with his deities, Radha Vinod. No, like we heard, how did Govindadev manifest in Vrindavan? Like all these cows, Surabhi cows, they would be bathing this tila, this hill there. And then Krishna himself appeared in the form of a Brahmin boy and requested Govindadev, requested Rupa Goswami, please take this deity out. And Govindadev manifested. No, like how Gopal manifested to Madhavendra Puri. How even Madan Mohan manifested? No, to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told Madan Mohan, If you can talk, you can also walk. So come with me. And then he took him along with him. So this way, Lokanath Das Goswami, he had so much love and affection for Radha Vinod. Such bhav seva he would do. Just keep weeping, weeping, and just serving them. No, like performing an abhishek with his tears. No, like such bhav seva. Not even like this archan vidhi. Only by his sentiments of prem, he would be serving them this way. And carrying them everywhere he went. So in this way, he was staying in Braj. And it is mentioned, he is even glorified by Narayan Bhatta. So Narayan Bhatta, he is a very exalted Vaishnava. He has written one book called Vrajbhakti Vilas. So in this Vrajbhakti Vilas, he has mentioned, Narayan Bhatta is not even from the Gaudiya Sampradaya. I think he's from the Nimbaditya Sampradaya. So he has mentioned that Lokanath Das Goswami was such an exalted Vaishnava that he wanted to go on parikrama to all the different places of Brajmandal because Mahaprabhu had given him this order to manifest the Leela Stalis of Radha and Krishna. So Radha Vinod themselves, they told him that we'll take you everywhere. You just follow us. And then it is said, Radha Vinod would take him to all the forests of Brajmandal. And Narayan Bhatta has mentioned in Rajbhakti Vilas that Lokanath Goswami discovered 300 forests. He said, he has said, here we see that there are 12 forests in Braj, but there are many upa ones also, no? Like sub-forests also. This way he discovered like 300 of these sub-forests. So he fulfilled Mahaprabhu's desire also to manifest all these Leela Stalis. He did so much, but still he didn't want his name to be mentioned anywhere. So he made it sure that he was never like glorified in this relation. But we see here that Narayan Bhatta himself is glorifying him here, saying he's such an exalted Vaishnava. No. So this way we hear like how Guru's glories are known by his disciple. So then we know, no, how Narottam Thakur served him. No. How Jiva Goswami told him that if you want to please me, take initiation from him. And we know how he served Lokanath Das Goswami. How he preached his glories everywhere. Because if it wasn't for Narottam Thakur, who would have known Lokanath Das Goswami's glories? No one would have known, no. Like if it wasn't for Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, who would have known Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's glories? No one would have known. Therefore, what did Narottam Thakur do? He went everywhere preaching the glories of his Guru Maharaj. Everywhere. And like we see, you know, we hear that pastime of how that farmer, he came for some water. And we hear from the Vaishnavas that that farmer was Krishna himself who was actually calling out to Narottam Thakur. So therefore, Lokanath Das Goswami, he said, oh, he was a little upset because like they're the manjaris of Srimati Radhika. But also it is mentioned, also it is said that Narottam Thakur was thinking that when Parikshit came looking for water from Samikrishi, what happened? He put a dead snake on him and he went away. So here Narottam Thakur was also very scared that if the farmer comes and if we don't give him water, then he might even cause an offense to Lokanath Goswami. He might say something or do something very dishonorable, and he might like go to hell forever. So therefore, Narottam Thakur wanted to save him also. So we heard all these explanations from the Vaishnavas. So this way, Narottam Thakur served him. And we see, when Narottam Thakur performed this Keturi Gram festival, Lokanath Das Goswami was also there, it is said. He was also there. Now, I don't know if he was there in his spiritual form or like as he was, but he's also there. So therefore we see that in the Gokulananda temple, Lokanath Das Goswami's Samadhi is there, right next to Narottam Thakur's Samadhi is there, right next to Lokanath Das Goswami. Here we see, you know, Guru and Shishya, they're in Samadhi together. So one should never think that, oh, Lokanath Das Goswami, he sent Narottam Thakur away and they never met each other again. But we see that Samadhis are right there, you know. And we see that Radha Vinod, to this day, they're giving darshan in Jaipur and also in Gokulan temple. No, how the deities manifest with so much love and affection for their devotee. Like that day we heard, no, from the Vaishnavas. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was saying that, oh, you appeared from a pillar to deliver Hiranyakashipu, and then you licked Hiranyakashipu, and then you kept him on his lap, on your lap. So will you not appear to me as well? And then Krishna was bound to appear as Radharaman. So here we see Radha Vinod were bound to appear as they were bound to appear to Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. So in this way, The Vaishnavas also said that if one really wants to know who Lokanath Das Goswami is, they must read this Prem Bhakti Chandrika also. Because there we see that Narottam Thakur, how has he glorified his Guru Maharaj? By singing this Kirtan, Shri Guru Charana Padma. Every temple all around the world sings this Kirtan, Shri Guru Charana Padma. Now, when Narottam Thakur is saying, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma, Andamui Savadana Mate. He's saying, Bhakti is only found at the lotus feet of Shri Guru. Serve him with love and affection. No. Jahara Prasade Bhai, Ebhava Tariya Jai, Krishna Prapti Hoi Ja Hoite. That by His mercy, you will cross over this material world and you will achieve Krishna's mercy. Then Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittate Kariya Ikya Arana Kariya Mane Ash. Don't desire anything else except the words of Shri Guru. Shri Guru Charane Rati Ehi Se Uttama Gati. Jai Prasade Pure Sarvash. Just have Rati. One pointed attachment towards the lotus feet of Shri Guru. And all the desires will be fulfilled. Chakshudhan Dilo Jaya Janme Janme Prabhu Say. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. That just pray to have this spiritual vision life after life, to be enlightened by this Divya Gyan. Prima Bhakti Jahaite Avidya Vinasha Jate. So here you see Gurudev would always say, Narottam Thakur is saying, first Prema Bhakti will come and then Avidya will go away. He would say that some devotees say that first Anartha should go away and then Prem will come. But here you see Narottam Thakur saying, first by the mercy of Sri Guru, Prem will come and then Anarthas will go away. And then Veda Gaya Jahara Charito. Veda sing of his glories. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu Lokanath Lokera Jivana. No, he's Lokanath is my spiritual master. Life after life, he's an ocean of mercy. Aha Prabhu Karo Doya Dehamore Pada Chaya Tuya Pade Lohinu Sharana. I take shelter of your lotus feet, Narottam Thakur is praying. And he's even prayed to Lokanath Das Goswami in that way also, no? That Kabe Lokanatha More Samarpibe, and that where he's saying that, oh, when will Lokanath Das Goswami offer me at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami? No. Kabe Lokanath More Samarpibe, no? Shri Rupa Pada Padme Samarpibe. Here he's saying, oh, when will Lokanath Das Goswami offer me at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa Goswami? So this way, these such beloved associates of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by their mercy we can know who Mahaprabhu really is. Even in, I think, Narahari Sarkar Thakur Sahasranam, I think there are two or three names where Mahaprabhu is related to Lokanath Das Goswami. So even we see how he's glorified by Mahaprabhu's associates. So praying at his lotus feet, I offer my humble obeisance. I offer my obeisances and pray that by His mercy we can also be we can also have a drop of nishtha for Guru Vaishnavas and try to make our lives successful.
चक्षुरन्वलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So on this day, today the Ashtami of this Shravan Mas, so every year on this Ashtami, Vaishnavas, we celebrate the disappearance day of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. So we just heard some of his glories. His glories, of course, is unlimited. He himself don't want to be known. He doesn't aspire for all this name and fame. And therefore, you don't find his name in like a famous book like the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We just heard Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disappearance day. Like Gopal Bhatta Goswami, like Prabhudananda Saraswati, they are these devotees who ask Krishnadas Kaviraj, not to put their names. They themselves are telling some things to write, some glorifications or some things, and blessings as well. But they said, like, please don't mention us in the book. Still, their glories always manifest. For one, like Lokanath Goswami, his disciple Narottam Das Thakur, by him, then his glories like are spread. Also, you'll find, and it has been mentioned many times, Bhakti Ratnakar, then you will see like many, many pastimes showing glories of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami. Sanatan Goswami also, like it just in the invocation, in the introductory verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas, also in his commentary on Bhagavatam, then he glorifies also Lokanath Das Goswami. Like one particular like shloka in his Hari Bhakti Vilas, like invocation, he was telling that like these three personalities, Kasheshwar Pandit, Lokanath Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj, they are very dear to the Brijbasis here in Vrindavan. They are so dear to them. And that's because they have taken shelter of Govindadev's lotus feet. He's saying like this. So we know that even before Mahaprabhu sent the six Goswamis, it's been repeated so many times how the six Goswamis have fulfilled the mission of that desire of Mahaprabhu, that all these pastime places of Radha Krishna be manifested or be uncovered, to write all these books, to manifest the deities, to establish like this etiquette. So, and they have the six Goswamis have fulfilled this desire of Mahaprabhu. But even before the six Goswamis came, we already know that it was Lokanath Goswami who was the first one, like sent by Mahaprabhu here in Braj, and we just heard how he's fulfilled this as well. Therefore, some Vaishnavas, Srila Bhakti Vallabhadrita Maharaj, he has also this book on the different associates of Mahaprabhu. There he also mentioned that many, like some Vaishnavas, they believe actually that Lokanath Goswami, he was a direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always with Bhugarbha Goswami. We know they are very close friends. They've been glorified to be like two bodies but one Atma, like this. And I think that's written in Bhakti Ratnakar. It's glorified like that. There are only two bodies, but they're actually one Atma. So when we just heard that Lokanath Goswami, he left his household to stay with Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. He went to Navadvip. He said it was actually that same year that Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He met Mahaprabhu, and it was like already destined, like very soon Mahaprabhu would take sannyas. Therefore, that time, not very long after that meeting, Mahaprabhu told Lokanath he should go to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu has expressed that soon he will take sannyas. And we just heard how he was like crying. Lokanath Goswami, he could also imagine how painful will that be for the residents of Navadvip. Mahaprabhu, he told him, go to Vrindavan, and he said, I will also be there. So he gave that assurance that he will also be there. So this is order of Mahaprabhu. Actually, it is said that during that time, he was crying, Mahaprabhu revealed to him many like secret like tattvas, and give him all this like empowerment to go to Vrindavan. And seeing how like he's so like feeling so sad, separation. So then Bhugarbha Goswami like also decided, I'll go with you to help you to assist you So therefore, both of them came here to Braj. So they were the first one to come here. And we know that when Mahaprabhu later took sannyas and he went to South India, it is said that they heard of Mahaprabhu went to South India. He's now in South India. And that time there's no internet, there's no like all this like media, you know, that can immediately spread the news. So when that time came to them, that news here in Vrindavan that Mahaprabhu was in South India, it was so much later, of course. So then it said that, oh, they also went to South India. Lokanath, he went to South India to find Mahaprabhu. When he was there, he was looking. Then later he found out someone telling that actually he has already left. He heard that, oh, he's in Vrindavan. And so then he decided, okay, I should go back to Vrindavan. But then that news that he's in Vrindavan, when he heard that, that's like too much late, of course. That it is said that when he came to Vrindavan, already Mahaprabhu has gone already. Mahaprabhu stayed here for 2 months in Vrindavan. So by that time that he came here in Vrindavan, then he found out Mahaprabhu was in Prayag. That was way back on Prayag. In there, actually, he met Rupa Goswami. So, but then he also decided to go to Prayag to try to catch Mahaprabhu. And we can imagine, like, oh, this hankering. Oh, he's in separation from Mahaprabhu. So, and Mahaprabhu promised to him, I'll be with you in Vrindavan. So he's always hankering this. But then later on, he said on that day, he's trying to follow Mahaprabhu in Prayag. Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream, telling, hey, like, stop going here and there. Go back to Vrindavan. Yeah. And he said, don't worry, very soon, like Rupa, Sanatan, they will all be there. Actually, when he returned, very soon also, like after that, then Rupa, Sanatan came. After that, like the other Goswamis. So it is said that he goes like to all the different like forests of Raj. Especially he was so attracted this forest in Kadirvan. He stayed there for some time. He had his bhajan kutir there. I mean, actually, he doesn't really have like bhajan kutir, as in an actual kutir. We know they're just going like under trees. But it said that he settled there near this Kishori Kund. And we just heard how in that Kund, then his deities, Radha Vinod, like manifest. Now these deities, you can have darshan in Jayapur. Like very beautiful deities. Actually, they're not very big. They're very small. That's why he just put them inside a cloth bag. And he would wear it like a necklace. And he brings his deities everywhere. And the Brij Basis, they're so attracted. They actually invite him all the time. Like, stay here, we'll make you a bhajan kutir, we'll make you a temple. But he was not interested. So he said that later on, Rupa Sanatan came. Then time to time, they would have their association. But later on, also, when Rupa Sanatan disappeared, then we know, then came Narottam Das Thakur. Like that time, Jiva Goswami, he was like the main acharya. So they were Narottam, he was like learning from, and they're also Srinivas and Shyamananda. They were learning from like Jiva Goswami. But we've heard, especially for Narottam, then his Gurudev is Lokanath Das Goswami. One is Jiva Goswami himself telling, you should take initiation from Lokanath Das Goswami. In Bhakti Ratnakar, it is said that from the moment Narottam Das Thakur arrived here in Vrindavan, he first arrived in this Govinda Dev temple. And it said that there, then he actually met Lokanath Goswami. Yeah, this is according in Bhakti Ratnakar, and it says that, and it was Lokanath Goswami, like, very affectionate to him, making sure that he gets prasadam like this. So from that time, he's been always an object of affection. But he has this, like, vow never to accept disciples. So for one, Jiva Goswami telling him he should take diksha from Lokanath Goswami. Also, he himself felt that, like, he is my my well-wisher. He is my eternal guru. So he approached many times, and he would refuse. So, but we know that later on, this determination, like, with your determination, sometimes devotee have to, like, give up their, like, vow. So we know how Jiva how Narottam Das Thakur, he would, like, you know, secretly he would, like, serve his Gurudev. One is, like, cleaning the place where he passed to and everything. But the things that he was doing. He would also be cleaning, like, actually, like, all the areas there, like, in Braj, the surrounding areas. He would pick flowers, so, like, his Gurudev would be able to use, like, for offering, like, all these things. And Lokanath would be always wondering, who is doing all these things like this? So, yeah, then finally one time he caught, this boy, he's doing all this. And he was really touched when he said, like, I am your eternal servant, whether you accept me or not. My heart is already convinced. My heart is already offered to you. So it's just a matter of time that you have to accept me like this. So therefore his vow to not accept disciple, like, he gave up. But he only accepted him as his disciple, Narottam Das Thakur. Sometimes we hear this pastime that, very soon after that, he's learning from his Gurudev, doing this bhajan. So they're doing their Harinam, and we heard about this farmer coming. So sometimes we have to be careful when we tell the story, because, like, a few times actually, or many times, we hear how Vaishnavas, they would very strongly, like, warn us. Like, if you're not careful telling this pastime, then you can commit some offense also. So, because sometimes people will say, like, oh, Lokanath Goswami, he rejected his disciple. Therefore, telling, hey, go back to your like, birthplace. Go back to Bengal. You don't deserve to stay in Braj, like this. We hear the story that, because this farmer asking for water, when he went to Lokanath Goswami's kutir, Lokanath Goswami, he was out, like, he was not conscious, aware of the external environment. So he's not hearing this farmer asking for water. When he went to Narottam Das Thakur, then, like, we heard that Narottam, then he heard this farmer asking for water. He was chanting Harinam. Then he gave up his Harinam and went to give water to this farmer, like this. And so then we heard that how his Gurudev chastised him. It's like, oh, you're serving Radha and Krishna. How can you serve Radha and Krishna to serve someone's body in the material world? Even if you serve someone's body, like giving him water, giving something to eat, that body will still die. So what is that kind of help, like this? And so, like, it shows, like, how much, like, you know, your absorption and your really understanding of, like, seva for Harinam, like this, and chastising. But of course, Vaishnavas, they're telling, like, oh, there's actually more deep explanation to this. They would explain that this farmer is Krishna himself. And this is, like, a way to tell or to proclaim to his Gurudev, to Lokanath Goswami, that your disciple needs to distribute this rasa now to the, like, people in this world. Everyone is thirsty. Your disciple is,
It's not enough that your disciple only staying here and doing bhajan. He has to help distribute his bhakti rasa like this. So in this way, like you make like a pretext to chastise him. Sometimes guru have to like chastise as a pretext, then you will go somewhere else. Like he will tell you, go there and preach. But if you're attached to the guru, of course you will not go. You want to stay with your Gurudev. Gurudev sometimes have to make some situation, like in the form of chastisement. Oh, you have to go there. You cannot stay with me like this. But that's for the benefit of the world. So, but it's never a rejection. He was never rejected. So, and we can, and Vaishnavas have proven to this, that when Lokanath Das Goswami, he said, go back to where you came from. And Narottam, he followed this. Actually, this was the time when there was the need now to distribute the books of our Goswamis. So, Jiva Goswami need all this, now these acharyas to do this, the first book distribution of our Goswami books. So, Narottam Srinivas Shyamananda, they had to go to Bengal to now spread these books. So, if not for this arrangement of Lokanath, then Narottam would not have been like, be there, be a part of that. And actually, he was to organize the first Gaur Purnima like festival to be attended by all the devotees, like all over from all the different dhams. So, Vaishnavas, they said that during the time when there was this preparation for this first Gaur Purnima festival, it was Lokanath Das Goswami who actually gave like a message and ordering Narottam Das Thakur that he should install like deities, that this is very like beneficial for the like common people. So therefore, during that time, then with Srinivas Acharya as the priest, then they established 5 deities of Krishna and 1 deity of Mahaprabhu. This was from the order of Lokanath Das Goswami. So if he was rejected by Lokanath Goswami, then Lokanath Goswami would not maintain that relation. But we see that from even the time like he left and up to that time of the Gaur Purnima festival, he was always there giving guidance. So he's always under anugatya of his Gurudev. And of course, you can see from his writings, like Lokanath Goswami, he has written this Prarthana and this Prem Bhakti Chandrika. He has written 2 books. But with these 2 books, like so many like important tattva is already there. From like Sambandhavariya Prayojan, everything. And also like very high, like deep Siddhanta on Prayojan is all there. But very special in the form of songs like this. So there you can see his relationship with his Gurudev. So there you can see also the glory of his Gurudev. In eternal, like Vrindavan, in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, it has been revealed that Lokanath Goswami is Leela Manjari. Bhugarbha Goswami, who is his close friend, is Prem Manjari. So these are like the glory of these like personalities. This world has been very fortunate that they have come here. And it is our fortune to be connected to this line of these like personalities. Today, this Lokanath Goswami has like chosen this day to enter into Nityalila. And so today we're praying unto his lotus feet, to his dear disciples and to his like whole family, that they will shower all their blessings unto us, and we also become like bona fide members of this family.
Ongagyanotimirandhishaginanyanaslakaya Chaksurunmiritam jena tasmai sri gurave namah Vanchakalpataruvasya kripa sindubhaivacha Padidanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurattisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhattar Gunan Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Gunan Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jaite Vignana Abhishta Puram Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Ananta Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparshad Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Asutosh Sanjeev Ki Jai Bhakta Vighna Vinashan Karani Singhadev Ki Jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai Sarva Vishwata Giriraj Govardhan Jeev Ki Jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev Ki Jai Brajamandal Dham Ki Jai Brajavasi Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai Raj Sri Madhi Sri Pran Sri Chipatra Dharani Ki Jai Raj Devi Gan Ki Jai Jai Lokanath Dasam Tribhavati Jai Mama Usab Ki Jai Gaur Pramanandi
Gyanatimarandis Yanganjalan Slakya Chakshumi Tamriana Tasmai Sri Gvainama Guruve Guru Chandrai Radhikai Tadalai Krishnai Krishna Bhaktai Tad Bhaktai Namo Nama Vanchakapa Drubhisya Kripa Sindhu Bebija Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Adare Nastadantan Tere Ramyache Punapara Sri Madhrupam Padambo Jo Durisham Vijami Chandani Paragi Patri Sampraya Payamamana Bhishpandam Kripam Buddhira Pardukaduki Sanatha Tam Tam Prabhu Mahasayami Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhu Mahasayami Bhaktivedanta Nayam Prabhu Mahasayami Prabhuji Prabhu Mahasayami Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my dandavat sastan pranams. Lotus feet of my Guru Maharaj, Nityalila Pravishna Mahasu, Tarasat, Shish, Maheshila Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj, Maheshila Prabhupada. An equal number of sastan pranams, lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Shikshan, Sanyas Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishna Mahasu, Tarasat, Shish, Maheshila Bhaktivedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj and Nityalila Pravishna Mahasu Tarasattva Shishma Shila Bhaktivedanta Shila Vaman Goswami Maharaj, all the Rupanuga Varga Acharyas and line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially on this divine disappearance day, Tirubhav of Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, Dhanva Pranams. So Guru Nishtha is backbone of bhakti. And Pujapad Lokanath Das Goswami, he showed us so much example of his adherence to the principle of Nishtha for his Gurudev. No other consideration except for pleasing his Gurudev, who had made a vow not to accept disciples. So how do you break that vow of your Gurudev? Not an easy thing. However, Narottam Das Thakur, excuse me, Lakshmanath Das goes, and Narottam Das Thakur had so much nishtha for Lokanath Das Goswami that he had him help, had him break that vow because his heart was softened and melted by his dedication. That is the example of Guru Nishtha that Narottam Das Thakur had for his beloved Gurudev, Srila Lokanath Das Goswami, who is actually considered, he was senior amongst all the Goswamis, but he didn't want that position. And also a very important instruction Krishna Karunya Prabhu gave of his Nishtha in Nam. An instruction to Narottam Das Thakur, you get away from me, you have no allegiance to Nam. You're serving the divine couple personally by chanting their names and you leave that. So what to speak of us, what to speak of me? Chanting Nam and the mobile goes off or something, or somebody asks somebody, insignificant. So we pray to Lokanath Das Goswami to help us have Nam Nishtha. Krishna and his name, Radharani and her name, non-different. Radharani chants Krishna's name and Krishna chants Radharani's name. So we pray on to Lokanath Das Goswami, just near here, an hour or so, at Umarau, where Kishori Kund is, Umarau. So we've been there on Parikram and seen Lokanath Das Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, where the Radha Binod manifested to him. We can go to his Bhajan Kutir, pray to him on this day, and pray to Radha Binod to please benedict us with the mercy of Lokanath Das Goswami and our Guru Varga. The to increase our Guru Nishtha, increase our Nam Nishtha, and increase our desire for Vaishnava Seva. Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Srimad Turivasa Shraddha Mutir Sevan. These five things will ensure us in our bhakti. So Prabhuji tricked me to speak, but I came to hear from him. I was here yesterday, but he didn't come out. You were hiding from us. Vanshakalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha.
Today is Mahaprabhu's near and dear associates, Lokanath Das Goswami's disappearance day. Mahaprabhu Navadvip Dham, that time Lokanath Das Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, there came Mahaprabhu's near. Before there, meeting with his Advaita Prabhu, Acharya Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Yadhar, Sivas Pandit, everybody with his. Then direct Mahaprabhu near came. Then Mahaprabhu was saying, Sthane Sita Sutigatam Tanumang Manobhi Je Prayasya Jito Ajitabhi Saitilakyam Gyane Prayasya Madhubhasya Namanteva Jivanti Sammukaritam Bhavadya Bhattam. You not going, karma is near, ya gyana is near. No going, arav siddha karma misra, ya Sangha Siddha Adadas near. You go that places, continue there is Samukaritam Bhavadivattam. Krishna's love me, there is Sarup Shakti's power is there present. Continue there is Harikatha, Krishna's glory there, glorifying Brajadevi's Brajavasis. That places that Lilabhum is near going, there is this spirituality present. This Charma Karma Khetra Gaya, Varanasi Gyan Khetra. And Prayagraj, this is Misra, not clear. Mathura Asarja Margya. But Vrindavan, Brajdham, they are going. Automatic, natural Bhagavad Bhakti, Krishna Prama Bhakti, there is present. Like Uddhava, Krishna is near present. Last of time, Krishna is near present and many questions asking. All time, Krishna giving advice and sending him, you go Badrikasram. Why? That time there is many sadhu. Satsanga Sevadi Nirnam. So Mahaprabhu saying, I am not will be here. No Aditya Prabhu, no Sivas Pandit, no Gadhar Pandit, nobody will be here. But Brajadham, you go Holy Dham. There, Dadas Bhavan, Dadas Bhavan, all Lilabhumi, there is present. But this Brajadham has one condition. Very easily, Dham is manifest on Swarup and giving darshan and giving mercy. Mahaprabhu telling them, you go Brajdham, Holy Dham, and they are all Dadas Bhavan Bhuvan, everywhere going, Lila Bhumis, and there you getting everything. What? This Samukaritam Bhavadivattam, Krishna's all glory is continuing, there is glorifying everybody. Natural love. And that place is Nirgun. And also you are serving this eternal world to Krishna with his parikar. Yeah, Srimati Dharani, all Sakhis, Prasadevis, everybody appears you near and they are accepting service. And also Mahaprabhu has desire. He is like this. Glorify all time this Brajabhumi and Prasadevis, Brajavasis. So Mahaprabhu's Loknath Goswami for tell his head desire, okay, you took sannyas, I am will be with you. Like Swarup Damodar, Adadar, I am also going with you. Mahaprabhu said, no. You go, Brajdham, I am will be there. Mahaprabhu, all Goswamis, all his near dear associates, until Kashishwar Pandit. What? Isharpuri disappears time, his Sevak Govinda Prabhu and Kashishwar, two Sevak, he is sending Mahaprabhu's near. Mahaprabhu accepting both are. After some time, Mahaprabhu giving order, Kashishwar, you go Vrindavan. Why? Rupa Goswami Prabhu all time writing books, and all time he is busy. But Govinda Dev there appears. Who serving? Who everything managing? You go there. He has no desire coming for. But Mahaprabhu again and again giving instruction and order. But Mahaprabhu telling him and Goswami is, but Jagadananda Pandit for not telling. Jagadananda Pandit for giving order, Vrindavan jaiho narohiyo chirakal. Govardhan chodi na dekhiyo Gopal. Going Vrindavan, but don't stay Vrindavan, no long time. And not climbing the Govardhan hills, not jumping like, no running, not going, not touching feet with this. And quickly come back. But not any other. Everybody is standing here. And Mahaprabhu is saying, I am there, Vrindavan. I am forever Vrindavan, Brajadham. So Mahaprabhu is Swarup, one Asarja Margya, Vidhi Margya, Archan Swarup, Archan Margo. That Swarup time, Mahaprabhu, no sannyasi, no renounce. Mahaprabhu that time, like his family, Leela, Guru Narayan Leela. And other way, he is give up everything, renounce sannyasi, he following his brother's footstep, and he is continue thinking about them, crying, weeping, all time viraha separation, and he, everybody standing Brajadham, he saying, I am in Brajadham. Lokanatha Goswami, understanding Mahaprabhu desire, then he is come. And with Bhogoro Goswami, both are came first time. The first time came and then meeting in Mathura, Adhikeshav, there Subuddhi Rai. Before Mahaprabhu sending Subuddhi Rai also. Subuddhi Rai is there. And both are meeting, then Subuddhi Rai arranging them. So where staying, food stuff, everything. Why? This Brajadham is dry place. All, everybody eating some chapati. No rice, no sabji, no dal, nothing. Only chapati and some chili, pickle, yes, some gold, yes, some anyhow buttermilk they maintaining. They know Brajadham anywhere going no bhogi like this. A Bengali poor then is also taking loan and eating. Their nature is very different. Five things need, sweet need, all time delicious thing need. So Subuddhi Rai for Mahaprabhu giving order. Any devotees, bhaktas come, then you arrange some rice, some yogurt. And bathing before Bengalis and need some oil. They give me head oil and body massaging oil and then bathing. Bengali nature. And yogurt and rice, then very happy. Some sabji, dal, very good food stuff. So Subuddhi Rai, looking there long time, 2 months, walking, come. Vishanti Tirtha, they bathing, and after come Keshavdev Darshan. Subuddhi Rai, out of the Keshavdev gate, he's cleaning, grooming, he's in before king. But Mahaprabhu sending everybody thing, he is bigger. But people automatic give him pranami donation, and everybody like giving many gifts, and he's everything saving by Mahaprabhu order. He say, Mahaprabhu, you're serving, chanting Harinam, but serving sadhu. Vaishnavas. Therefore, Subuddhi Rai serving. After Subuddhi Rai, near they are asking, but the first time came, where going? Then everybody knows this Giriraj Govardhan, but Giriraj Govardhan, all are not respecting, not worshipping, and throwing the dust, like it's all dustbin. Their cow dung making and their cow dung house, some years before also, now little much better. Giriraj Krishna's desire now much better. For before 20 years, 30 years before, how much position? Anyhow, then the first time came Mathura, the Mathura's name is changing, giving name Maminabad. Vrindavan name giving Fakirabad. Why? They are Muslim period. They are all changing name. All Bad, Ghaziabad, Faridabad, Tughlaqabad, Firozabad, all Bad. They're telling this is Fakirabad. Only Fakir staying, Pir Fakir. No people house, no anything. Why Fakir staying? They're happy here. This place is happy. automatic day, no need anything. You not thinking about anything. You Vrindavan staying, you will be very happy. All time satisfaction coming. Laying in ground in dust, also you happy. The fakir are staying here, bank of Jamuna, here and there. They come here to the Govardhan. After they go on Kamyavan, all Brajamandal. Kamyavan has some Vallab Kuli's temple, some ashram. Vallab Kuli believe there is Vrindavan, Kamyavan. This Vrindavan they not believe. They not, now also they cannot allow. This is not Vrindavan. They say no Vrindavan. This is not Vrindavan. Vrindavan is there. Kamyavan, Brihadvan, Vrindavan. Krishna Lila Palace is there. So, the Bhogarusam, Lokanathasam came. Then they, all village, everywhere going, and Brajavasis near hearing many glories of Brajdham. Automatic, all ladies are also speaking. Children's evening time, all are giving some madhukuri, some milk. Morning time giving yogurt and some chapati. Anywhere going, sitting, old people, young people glorify. At time they are meeting within this Vishwanapur, Narayan Bhatta, and they meeting with this Adadar Acharya, Adar Sampradaya. They are glorified, hearing everything, but they are praying Mahaprabhu's near. Why Mahaprabhu came and Mahaprabhu bathing this Radhakunda, Samkunda, that time it two lands. One, the growing is there, planting this rice field. This much water. The Mahaprabhu bathing, one white water and black water. Then Mahaprabhu both bathing, and telling this Radhakunda, this Samkunda. But how manifest everything? Then Lokanatha Goswami, any places going, they continue remembering Mahaprabhu and continue praying Mahaprabhu's near. This is called eternal affection and relationship. All are going in everywhere, but all are having a relation within Guru Varga, then all are independent. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Gaura Amar Jesavasthano Karala Bhramana Rangi Sesavasthano Herabhami Pranay Bhakata Sangi. You are not going with this Pranay Bhakta, then you are no understanding anything. Only understanding your Bhogamaya place. Bhogi, Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, their desire, which is they looking different thing. They have no idea, no manifest anything. The Bhogarupa Swami, Lokanatha Goswami, both are is continue praying Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and continue praying Advaita Prabhu and all Panchatattva. At a time what happened? Sometime after, Mahaprabhu sending this Rup Sanatana. They are came, they are meeting. Also they are doing parikrama, Lokanatha Goswami and Bhogarupa Goswami with this. Also not one time parikrama. All are very lazy and crazy. They are not like this. Continue Brajdham, Churashikos. This place, all born, upavan, all Lilabhumi, going, praying, not only this much, staying there. Continue. Month, 6 months, 1 year, and then automatic everything realization come, realizing feelings as it is. Like Rupa Goswami, sometimes Tirkadam, sometimes he is this Radhakunda, sometimes Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami also, sometimes Kamyavan. Everywhere they staying. Why? The Lila Bhumi is with his relationship and all Lila manifesting. Mahaprabhu by order. Then after they are understanding who is place and what this identity, everything. Then they are everything explaining. Sanatana Goswami is near, Goswami is near, all Goswami is near. After they are writing this, Brajavilastav, yeah, this Govindalilamrita, yeah, all Brajabhumis, all specialities, glories. By Mahaprabhu's causes mercy, he is That time, Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan manifest, Radharaman, other deities, seventh deities, they are already appears. After this, he is worshipping all time, chanting Harinam and worshipping, following Srimati Radharani's footstep. Then he came, this Omrao, Khadirvan, Champakrata Sakhi's places. And this, some many person telling this, Natan Thakur Champak Manjari. Some are telling, no, Bilas Manjari. Many, many things happen. I am not discussed with these things. He came, this Kishori Kunda Kishori Ban, yeah, Champakrata Sakhi, this Khadir Ban, he came. And here, nearby Ajanok, Srimati Radharani's eyes ointment, there is Sakhis are giving, dressing, decorating. Radharani's all area, very special Sakhis area, Manjari's. But this Champakrata Sakhi is near, he took shelter. Why? They are too very near by Jabat. Also Kokilavan, also Brishmanupur, not far. Is there staying, then doing bhajan. How doing bhajan? Chapanandana Rati Dine Nadaranatya Govindam. Day and night they are chanting Harinam, Lilasmaran. The Lilasmaran is automatic. Any press is going, there what Lila is running, what Lila happened, everything is there, near his appears. Then he is serving there. That time, Srimati Radharani is for the Loknath Das Goswami. This giving presentation and gift. What gift? Manusi Seva, anybody starting, then they understanding. Every day new inspiration coming. No like this dumb. This much is rules. This is I am doing and following. Manusi Seva, then they realizing what is student needed, what is service needed. What will be I am using and pleasing. Everything, all arrangement. The Sakhis are arranging. The Loknath Das Goswami, then Bhugar Goswami is staying, Bank of Govardhan. Raga Pandit is one gupha tunnel cave, he is there. Loknath Das Goswami in Khadirvan. And then Kishori Kunda, he is doing parikrama. And Kishori Kunda nearby is bhajan kutir. Brajavasi are giving Madhukuri. Sometimes he is telling Brajavasis, oh, now you giving these things, giving me, I am cooking. Brajavasi are arranging pots, cooking for things, all things giving him. He is cooking like this, offering Srimati Radharani, yeah, Krishna. How is delicious? All Brajavasis are waiting. Tell Baba, how you taking Madhukuri hour? Dry chapati, nothing. And how you are cooking? Very special, very tasty. They bring him milk. Baba making kheer sometime. Sometime many, many preparation. These things, how you understanding? Therefore telling Kishori, Radha Vinod, they appears. And also, Loknath Das Goswami cooking, Srimati Radharani telling, Krishna telling, I am arranging everything. Radharani for telling, you teaching him, you telling him how cooking. Yeah, he say, no, my Ishwari not cooking, I am cooking. For these things, Brajavasis are surprised, like Maharaj. Little bit is giving hints and telling. One day came many Brajavasis. Baba for bringing milk, somebody bringing something, all. The looking, this side Baba cooking, this side Baba is Samadhi chanting Harinam, doing bhajan. They're saying, how is possible? They're asking Baba, who is cooking? Say, I don't know. My Ishwari cooking, definitely. Oh, looking here, there is Lokanath Das Goswami, here is also Lokanath Das Goswami. Therefore, you now going this Khadirvan, one side is his Bhajan Kuti, one side is his Samadhi. Samadhi is temple and Bhajan Kuti is like, before his, that deity is everything. So Baba, every day he is Krishna going Gocharan before he is cooking. So, look, after Narottam Thakur came, Narottam Thakur, everything cleaning, why all Brajavasis are every day, morning time, giving Baba near to taking Charanamrita and Prasadam. Baba giving. Evening time, they all coming, doing Kirtan. Now also you going anywhere, Baba Brajavasis is near, any village. All evening time coming and doing Kirtan. Morning coming, they bringing some wheat, some jaw, some rice, some chapati flour, all bringing, and giving and going. And taking Charanamrita and going. Evening time they coming and doing Kirtan, and Baba after Kirtan, giving everybody's prasadam. They are telling how many Brajavasi, thousand, thousand, Baba is alone. But he is, everybody is giving prasadam. How giving? Where from bringing? Narottam Thakur came, then Narottam Thakur, way cleaning, garden cleaning, everything cleaning, water bringing. He is looking, Narottam Thakur, how many Brajavasis coming every day? Not one farmer is only asking water. Many, many thousand, thousand morning, evening coming. And also they are singing nice Sankirtanam. Therefore, Narottam Thakur, there too he has learned everything. Also he is bona fide spiritual master. There he is praying in his Guru Padmas for this Premukti Chandrika Siguru Charana Padma. And all prarthana, all kirtan, not you thinking this kirtan all is, he is going Kheturigram, there is his writing, translating and teaching everybody. No, he is in Brajadham, then he is, everything is realizing. And he is writing. Jiva Goswami know everything. So this Lokanath Das Goswami is, this glory is here. Meanings, his all treasure, bhajan, sampatti, everything Narottam Thakur is near is present. Like Urkshudar Babaji Maharaj, all wealth, treasure, Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta Prabhupada near. And this line parampara running now also. So anybody has relation within Guru Padma, then Guru Padma, everything is for disciple. And they have no relation. Gayamarana Aprimodal, Bhuiporo. Nobody like, nobody respecting, nobody accepting, but saying, no, I am everything. I am all in all. They are already fallen, already useless. But he is continue serving Gurudev, remembering Gurudev, following Gurudev. Why? Lokanath Das Goswami also strikes same as it is, following Mahaprabhu. So this is our parampara. Therefore, this Prarthanamritaya Premabhakti Chandrika, anything so reading, everywhere is glorifying Lokanath Das Goswami. Some are telling, oh, Lokanath Das Goswami name is not here and there, no any glories. No, how understanding? So they never reading Premabhakti Chandrika, never reading this Prarthanamrita. One songs you are explaining, then you understanding where are Gurudev, where is his follower, disciple. So Lokanath Das Goswami last time, he came with Vrindavan, Chaturmasya time, all our Ishtagoshti, all Sadhu Sangha came Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is Gokulananda, there is staying, and there is his disappears. After Bank of Jamuna, there is giving Samadhi. The Gurudev time, Gurudev, all this area, everything is construction and all repairing and nicely given boundary and nice production, nice everything arranging. And it's time to time coming and doing kirtan within bhakta devotees and glorifying, and they are arranging some fest, prasadam festival. He say Brajamandal, first time Brajavasis are lucky within meeting with his Lokanath Das Goswami. He is not lazy like our Goswamis are all time books for they are very busy. But Rupa Goswami, near Radharani, herself cooking and giving offering. So all Goswami is for Srimati Radharani with his very sweet, great relationship. And they are, Srimati Radharani, this Brajdham helping. Why they are sending by Mahaprabhu? So today is this appearance day. Praying is near this sweet seva, service for desire. How coming, how increasing? Relationship within Brajdham. The Brajdham is eternal, all spirituality, everything present. So today praying, next hearing, but Radha Gokulananda, there is not Lokananda Goswami present, but Radha Vinod now is present in Jaipur. They are going, Radha Vinod is there present, and but they have many swarup. They want swarup there, then another swarup here. Without Brajdham, they cannot have bha outside going, continue here staying. But Goswami are all samadhi here, all Goswami. They are not gone out of Brajamandal. They are continue here present. Then they present, then they are Ishta, all are present here. They are also not out. Therefore, praying they are near, then some, this, sthane sthita sutigatam tonubang manobhi, je prayasa jito bhi ajito swastilakyam. Then is Krishna manifest with his assets, parikar and forever, he is accepting us. This is very, very special gift and presentation. Gaur Premanande.